Welcome to Top Practices, where we explore the top practices of dentistry's top practices. If you believe there is always room for improvement and that it is easier to copy the genius of others than it is to figure everything out on your own, then get ready to explore proven ideas, techniques, and systems that will continue to make your practice a top practice. And now your host, Steve Anderson.
Welcome to Top Practices. This is Steve Anderson, where we explore the habits of dentistry's top practices. And today we've got a top coach, Jack Hadley, who is the founder and one of the principals of My Social Practice, the experts in social media marketing, especially in dentistry, who is here to give us some tips, biggest social media marketing mistakes the practices make. So Jack, welcome.
Thank you, Steve. I'm glad to be here. I've been looking forward to our visit.
This is a world you deal in every day, working with hundreds and hundreds of practices on their, not only their overall marketing strategy, but specifically their social media marketing strategy and everyday things that happen in that world. So I am eager to hear your take on the biggest social media marketing mistakes practices make. Ready, go.
All right. I'm glad that that's a fun topic. And I like the idea you set this up that this is rapid fire. I think that's a really great format. So I've got my first one, first biggest mistake that I think practices are making right now. And I think that is, in a nutshell, is trying to automate too much stuff. They're trying to take the human component out of social media marketing. And this is really frustrating for me because dental practices have this tremendous blessing that not very many businesses have, which is this human relationship-based component. I mean, people walk through their door and they sit with them face-to-face, hand-to-mouth, knee-to-knee, eye-to-eye. And sometimes I'll have practices say, hey, Jack, what do you think about these Autobots or autoresponders or whatever? You know what? My opinion, that stuff just does not work for a relationship-based business. If you're some kind of big business and you're getting thousands of, you know, pings every day and you want to automate that stuff, great. But don't take the one of the biggest strengths of a dental practice and use social media in an automated way. It's a very human, you're developing and strengthening and building human relationships. So don't automate stuff that you ought not to.
I love that. So, you know, dentistry is a relationship business. One footnote to that, I was having a discussion last night with my 92-year-old mother who was reminiscing about the first days of television. My dad was in the advertising business. And the first day of television, all the ads were live. So her memories of you know, when television was just emerging, not too dissimilar from how the internet's emerging now, but where he would go down to the studio to actually do the ads live on the air. It was interactive and they did everything live. And, you know, since then it's gotten to be a lot more automated. But the point I made to her is, you know, everything that's old is new again.
Exactly.
Is we've got this interactive media in dentistry for sure. It's all about relationships, interacting, make it very personal. So your point is well taken. Dentistry is a relationship business. Don't automate something that allows you to create a great relationship and make it impersonal. All right, go for it.
Number two, related to number one, but a little bit different idea. A mistake I see happening a lot is practices not responding to comments on their social media. And studies show that people are, I believe it's 85% less likely to comment again, especially to a small relationship-based business like a dental practice, if you don't acknowledge that they've commented the first time. Of course, those studies show differently when it's a big giant company. If you make a comment on Nike's social media page or Nike's Facebook page, for example, you don't really expect Nike to respond back to you. But if you make a comment on a small business's page, and especially like a dental practice, there's an expectation that you ought to respond or acknowledge that comment in some way. And I feel really bad. It's the easiest. I mean, we have the technology to help you do it. You can set up notifications so that you get pinged and you know when people are there and are saying things. And no practice. I know dentists are busy. I know their teams are busy, but no team is too busy to not be able to do a quick thank you or whatever right there on their phone when they get a notification. So even if you can't do it immediately, the maximum amount of time I think is 24 hours max. But the goal should be to respond to people immediately. So please start doing that every single time.
Would that include online reviews, responding to those?
Absolutely. I think the standard is, for a review, the standard should always be within 24 hours, for sure.
Perfect. All right, next.
Next, number three. I see lots of practices not viewing their greatest marketing asset as their schedule, the thing they stare at all day long. And let me tell you why. Social media, effective social media marketing for dental practice is often about storytelling. And I can't tell you how many times I've gone into a practice. I say, hey, let's grab your schedule. Let's talk about the people that have been in here over the last 30 days. And we find there's always a great story or two. Somebody that had their life changed, somebody that had a smile makeover done, somebody that had been missing a tooth for a long time and couldn't chew, or that there's always a story to be told. And even though those kinds of things don't happen every single day, it's so effective to put your arms around that patient and say, hey, John, would you tell your story on your social media channels and let us share that story with our audience? You know, even if you bribe people and say, hey, we want to take you and the missus out to a gorgeous gourmet dinner this Friday night. And all you have to do, if you would help us build our marketing, just be candid with them. Say, we're trying to build our business using social media. And one of the best ways to do that is to have a patient tell a story about us. Would you tell your story on social media? And then help them do that. If they say no, say, oh, no problem, and find somebody else. But even if you sent them to a five-star hotel for the weekend, that investment will be worth 1,000 times what you spend. There's so many marketers out there telling you to spend thousands of dollars a month on funnel advertising or whatever they're telling you to spend money on. I think the very best money spent is getting a patient to tell an amazing story. Here at My Social Practice, we've been doing the practice of the month for like 10 years. And we just tell the story every month of an amazing practice doing amazing things. And it leads to so many more practices knowing about us and knowing what we do and how we help practices. It's just a number one thing that not many practices do.
So do you recommend that they do that while the patient is sitting there in the office, or invite them to do it after they get home? What's the ideal?
Not typically if it's a treatment day, but if they're coming back in, you know, for a follow-up, maybe you did some veneers and they're coming back in a couple weeks later as a little follow-up appointment, that's usually a good time to approach them. And sometimes if you're making it into kind of a little bit of a production, and I don't mean production as in bringing in a marketing company and setting up lights and doing all these fancy videos and stuff. What I mean is if you're shooting a little bit of video, maybe a little bit of interview with that patient, sometimes just set another appointment. Say, hey, John, could you and your wife come back in on Friday morning? It'll only take us 20 minutes. We're going to shoot a little video. Just talk about your experience here at the practice. Set it up for another time if it would be more convenient for the patient.
Perfect. Great tip. All right, next.
All right, number four or five, where are we at?
Number four.
A big mistake that I see practices making today is they still do not understand that social media has become a pay-to-play model. And what I mean by that is you're always working toward publishing content that will get organic reach. However, as you well know, organic reach has dramatically changed in the last 2 or 3 years, and it's not as easy to get. Now, that's good news and bad news. There's some practices that say, oh, I'm not going to pay for something I didn't used to have to pay for. Well, okay, I can see why you think that. But paid social media or boosting your content is one of the very best and biggest and greatest values in marketing today. So even though you see your posts on your page, a lot of times I'll say to a doctor, hey, how are you doing on social media? Oh, I'm not getting that much engagement. I'll say, well, nobody's seeing your posts. And they'll point out on their computer, well, there they are right there. And I said, well, you're seeing them because you're the administrator or Facebook knows you always click on the content. So it's showing it to you organically. And they don't understand that you have to boost your content today. But it's a great value for just, a lot of our practices are budgeting maybe $100 a month, maybe, you know, maybe 200, but 100 to 200 bucks a month to boost their content to the target audiences that they want to talk to. So you got to pay to play. And if you're not, you're making a mistake. That's a big mistake right now.
Perfect. All right, next.
All right, number five or six. Not utilizing video enough. I'm telling you right now, Facebook Live, Instagram Live, Instagram Stories, just such simple ways to harness the power of video. And lots of times I find that practices are still kind of hung up with this idea that video has to be really planned and really produced and really scheduled and scripted out. And they have to take 50 takes and then take the best take and publish that. You know what? That's really not how social media is so forgiving. And people don't view it that way anymore. They view video as a conversation. So the practices that are doing really good with live video are the ones that once a week, they'll sit down and they'll think of two or three things to do that week that are really simple. Maybe they just turn on the camera and have the hygienist give a little tip. Right. Just make sure that you have good lighting. The two things that will make you a great videographer: have good lighting and come in closer to your subject than you normally think you should. Okay. If you'll do those two things, you'll have epic video. So just go live, produce that video. You know, Facebook pushes out live video a lot of times geographically, and you don't even have to boost the content because they want page time to go up, and live video increases page time. So use live video more. It's a powerful way right now to get more eyes on your practice.
Do boomerang videos count?
Yeah, boomerang's fine. I mean, usually people don't publish them live, but it's still the idea of using more video. I think live is like the best.
Got it.
But oh, one other little thing. If you're going to do live video, typically I wouldn't recommend doing it with patients, even if you have their permission. Okay. Because you just don't have live is live, right? When you go live, it's out there. And so having just a little bit more control with maybe just doing it with team members, I think sometimes it's smarter.
Perfect. Number six.
Number six. Okay, hold on. I don't have a number six.
I do. You ready for mine?
Yes, right. I want to hear it.
Turn the tables on you. You get to judge my evaluation. You're the expert. So in anticipation of our conversation, I came up with a couple that I see. And so you get to judge.
Great.
Whether I'm on track. So simple yes, no vote by Jack Hadley.
Okay.
Number one, no social media marketing strategy. So it's like, heck, we got to do it. So we throw anything up there. We'll just see what sticks. But there's no strategy behind what we post, how we post, when we post. So zero strategy is one of the biggest mistakes.
Big mistake. So, yes, absolutely.
Number two is failure to recognize that social media is an inside out proposition. In other words, you go to work on your culture first, and social media is a delivery mechanism to communicate and let more people know what it is like inside your practice, not the other way around. So the better the culture you have on the inside, the easier the social media marketing effort is on the outside, because you're just, like you said, telling stories about what goes on in your practice every day. If you don't have a good culture, you gotta mask a lot of stuff.
Exactly.
Yes or no?
Big, gigantic yes.
Next, big mistake is making it about you instead of making it about your patients. In other words, it's pretty obvious that if all you're talking about is you and how great you are versus making your patients look good, like you said, telling their stories about all the amazing stories you're creating in your practice, big, big mistake.
Huge mistake. And let me add one little thing to that. when you're brainstorming ways to be more interested as opposed to interesting.
I've heard that someplace before.
I've said that about a billion times from the stage. When you're brainstorming more ways to be interested, don't just think about patients. Think about other businesses in your community. Think about the businesses within 3 blocks of where you practice. Is there a great restaurant that's nearby that has a social media following? Go down there and turn on the camera and put your arms around them and say, you know what? We love these guys' chicken fried steak. We come over here for lunch once a week. I mean, focus on other people, not just patients, including patients, but not just patients.
Perfect. Good. All right, number 4. And we talk about this all the time, which is the purpose of the business is to create happy paying patients that repeat and refer and pay more than it costs to serve them. So that leads number 4 and number 5 are partners on my list, which is to failure to keep social media in perspective, which is it is part of the whole marketing mix. It's not the only solution. It's part of the whole mix, which is stay focused on the purpose, which is to create happy paying patients. Everything feeds into that purpose.
Absolutely. Another big giant yes. And it's funny that a lot of times in the old days, social media marketing was kind of the add-on, like we're doing these other things and oh gosh, by the way, I guess we should post this on Facebook.
Yeah.
And today, social media is such an integral part of an integrated marketing strategy that it can't be viewed as just a separate component anymore.
Very good. All right. Thanks for your vote, Jack. Appreciate that. Tell us about the Dental Digital Marketing Conference.
Oh yeah, we're really excited about that. This will be the 5th annual conference. And we're moving it to the beautiful mountains of Utah for this year. And it's going to be held in the first weekend of October of 2019. October 3rd and 4th. It's a Thursday, Friday, 2 full days of nothing but strategies and the very best thinking in dental digital marketing. One of the biggest differences this year, if you've attended our conferences before any of the previous 4 years, probably the biggest change that we've made this year is we're actually not having any vendor companies at the event. There won't be any pitching from the stage of any kind. In fact, what we've done is we've just brought in the very best people that we know who have the very best content and are educators at heart. And we're doing it in the TED style format. So we've asked dozens of the people that we trust the most with the best content in digital marketing specifically for dentists, and to bring their very best thinking and do it in a 20-minute TED format talk. And the bulk of the conference is about that. However, there's also some other neat stuff that we're doing at the conference. We've got these, what we call the 5 corners set up. And basically they're going to be kind of like a genius bar, hands-on sorts of activities where practices will actually, the attendees, the dental professionals will actually be able to create some great content that they'll be able to use. And they'll do that right during the conference. So not all of the time's going to be lecture. You're going to be doing a lot of hands-on stuff, and we're really excited about that.
Perfect. So Dental Digital Marketing Conference, the web address is?
Yeah, the URL is dentalmarketingconference.com.
And I'll just add this little footnote. Some may or may not be aware, you're holding this in one of the epicenters of all things digital. So I just got back from Silicon Valley, which everybody knows about in California. This is going to be held on the Silicon Slopes, as they're becoming known, right there in Utah, in Lehi, Utah, which is now becoming a huge, huge digital IT center. And so very appropriate that the Dental Digital Marketing Conference is being held on the Silicon Slopes in Utah.
Yes, we're excited about it. It's a beautiful venue where we're going to be. beautiful golf course. If you want to come a day early or stay a day late and hit some golf balls or whatever, that's great too.
Perfect. So again, dentalmarketingconference.com, and that's October 3rd and 4th, 2019 in Utah.
Yeah, and if your listeners want to check out the site, it has all of the topics and speakers' names there on the site so they can kind of get a feel for what the content's going to be like. And we'd love to see you in October.
Perfect. Jack, thanks for your wisdom. I always learn something every time I'm with you.
Likewise. I always learn something from you too, Steve. Always happy to do stuff with you.
Fantastic. Thanks so much. Have a super day.
Hey, talk to you soon.
Thanks for joining us for Top Practices today. And our thanks to Jack Hadley for his wisdom on social media marketing. One of the components of having a great whole marketing strategy for your practice and a successful practice. As is. So good habits to follow, good suggestions. Once again, the Dental Digital Marketing Conference, October 3rd and 4th, 2019 in Lehi, Utah on the Silicon Slopes. I will be there. Jack Hadley will be there. And a lot of other dental marketing experts will prove to be a huge 2 days that will take your dental marketing to a whole new level. So again, the website address for that is dentalmarketingconference.com. You can go there for more information and to register. And I look forward to seeing you there as one more aspect to make it to the top. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time.
You've been listening to Top Practices with Stephen J. Anderson. You can follow Steve on Instagram at @TheStephenJAnderson. And on Facebook at Stephen J. Anderson. If you haven't yet, go to Apple Podcasts and subscribe, rate, and review this podcast. Join us next time. Thanks for listening.